Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad to be with you on this Monday morning. We're continuing our study of the New Testament book of Hebrews, and what a powerful letter that is, filled with life-transforming truths. And today we're going to look at another powerful life-transforming truth that comes forth in chapter 6 of this letter. So I hope you have your Bibles with you and following along. I'm going to begin reading. I think I'll begin reading probably at verse 9, but it's particularly verses 12 and 15 that we're going to focus in on. And my theme today is the power of perseverance. The power of perseverance. And the writer of Hebrews highlights the importance of perseverance. Now, I'm reading the New King James. It calls it patience. In a moment, we'll look at what the Greek lexicon, how it defines this word, some very enlightening insight into this word that the writer uses, the Greek word that he used. And of course, the letter to the Hebrews was written in Greek. And someone might say, well, if it was written, why was it written in Greek if it was written to Hebrews, to Jews? Well, because in the first century, there were more Greek-speaking Jews than Hebrew-speaking Jews because of the diaspora and Jews having been scattered all over the Roman Empire and the Greek-speaking world, and synagogues had risen up in different cities all over the world. There were so many Greek-speaking Jews that did not know Hebrew. That's why around 275 BC, 70 Jewish scholars produced the Septuagint, which is the Old Testament Greek version of the Old Testament. It's a Greek translation of the Old Testament Hebrew. And so for the same reason, this letter was originally written in Greek because it was written primarily for Greek-speaking Jews. So the writer is going to emphasize to them, and as we've talked about in the past, they're facing persecution for their acceptance of Jesus as the Messiah. So many are considering giving up their belief in Jesus and just being Jews like they were before they heard about Jesus. And so one of the things the writer is doing is emphasizing, not only here, but in other places in the letter, about the importance of persevering in our faith. But let's go ahead and let's begin reading at verse 9. He says, "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you." And he's saying that in the context of what we were talking about in the last episode about the falling away. Verse 6, if they fall away, it's impossible. If they fall away, through them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. So that's the basis on which he says in verse 9, "But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you." Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love." Isn't that a great promise, a great fact, that God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." Now, verse 12, listen to this. "That we do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Two keys he mentions here for inheriting the promise. Do you want to inherit the promises of God? Here's two keys: faith, and my New King James says patience. Now I'm going to comment on that in a moment. Let's go on. "For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you.'" Now listen to verse 15. "And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Now, this word patience, the Greek word, it is not a passive word. The English word patience carries connotations of just sitting and waiting, doing nothing. But the Greek word is makrothumia. It is not a passive word. It is an active word. And according to the Greek lexicons, this is from Bauer's Greek lexicon, Greek English lexicon, which is one of the highest regarded Greek lexicons in publication today. They say that makrothumia means the state of remaining tranquil while awaiting an outcome. A second definition, the state of being able to bear up under provocation, being able to bear up under provocation. Here is another definition. I like this one. To continue in the face of adversity. To continue in the face of adversity. That is why some of the more modern translations translate this word as endurance or perseverance. I think there is one translation that says to patiently endure. And so here is the key for possessing the promises of God. You see, we live in a microwave generation, a fast food generation that wants everything now. We want everything instantly. We've got instant coffee and instant tea, and everything is geared to get it now. You don't have to save your money to get something. You can go out and get it on the credit. And but when it comes to the things of God, sometimes the wheels of God turn slowly. And we have to develop this macrothumia of being able to continue in the face of adversity and being able to bear up under provocation and remaining tranquil while awaiting an outcome. Now, the writer mentions Abraham as an example of this. And you will probably recall that there in Genesis, Abraham's story starts in chapter 12, that at a time when Abraham would have been in his 80s and he had no children, and Sarah was in her 70s, God gave him a promise that he was going to give him descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand on the seashore. Wow. Now, there was a problem, though, along with the promise. They were too old to have children. So it was actually 13 years from the time that the promise came to Abram, his name was Abram at the time, and Sarah. It was 13 years from the time the promise came until the time the promise was fulfilled, when Isaac was born. What did they have to do? They had to exercise makrothumia. Abram and Sarah had to continue in the face of adversity. They had to practice remaining tranquil while awaiting the fulfillment of the promise. They had to endure. They had to persevere through faith and makrothumia. We inherit the promises. That's how Abraham inherited the promise to become the father of a multitude, and he's called the father of all those that believe. In closing, let me read you how one of the greatest people in history, definitely in American history, he's commonly regarded as one of the two greatest presidents that America has had. He had to persevere to get to where he came to, and God used him actually to save the nation. Well, this person in 1831, he failed in business. The next year, he ran for the state legislature. He was from the state of Illinois, but he lost that election. 3 years later, he became engaged, But then his fiance died before they could have their wedding. 3 years later, he decided to run for Speaker of the Legislature, but he lost. In 1843, he ran for the U.S. Congress, and he lost. A few years later, he applied for a federal job as the land officer, but he was rejected. A few years later, he ran for the U.S. Senate, but he lost. In 1856, he sought for the vice president nomination at his party's convention, but he lost. 2 years later, he ran for the Senate a second time, and he lost. This guy just doesn't know when to quit, does he? But in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected the president of the United States and became, along with George Washington, unanimously considered one of the two greatest presidents America has ever had. And he guided America through her darkest hour, the Civil War. And so, my friends, whatever you are facing today, whatever you are going through today, remember macrothumia, the state of remaining tranquil while awaiting an outcome, continuing in the face of adversity. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Hold on to your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And I'll close with that passage. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. The writer uses the same word again. And Hebrews 12:1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us or entangles. He's picturing sin as something that entangles our feet and keeps us from running this race. And let us run with macrothumia, with patience or endurance or perseverance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author of our faith. My friends, keep your eyes on Jesus and keep continuing in the face of every adversity, of every trial and test. Keep going forward and you will see the fulfillment of God's promise. Abraham did. In the Old Testament, and then the other Abraham we read about, Abraham Lincoln, he did as well, and so will you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A lot of great resources there that will bless you and help you. Also, I have a little book called 3 Keys to Answered Prayer that goes into great detail about the importance of patience and endurance, macrothumia. And it's based on a personal testimony of where I had to persevere for 3.5 years to see God's answer to prayer and my health restored. And so that little book is called 3 Keys to Answered Prayer, and it's available there on my website, also available on Amazon, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.